Why you beady eyed? The Upper Room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South?
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm gonna make you do what I do,
man. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Hey, 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 what's up, y'all? Welcome to another funky fresh edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is the caller number, 347-850-1272. Hope you had a great work week, folks. Really did. And it's time for you to come and have some fun, especially if you're listening on the East Coast, especially in the city of Boston. It's time to get things back to normal. And I know we have people for listening from Boston because you guys have contacted me before. But let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, and she can go to hell and kiss my black ass. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight, we are exploring, should kids get a damn prize for coming in the last place? What the hell's going on? You have to learn the agony of defeat. We'll talk about that. Plus, we have your news update, your weather update, Jay's Bump You Song, What's So Damn Funny, and a whole lot more. Plus, another new edition and segment of Have You Seen Me? It's the J. Ryle Show. It is Saturday. It is time to get this thing going. Let's not delay the party any further. T.O.!
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The surviving suspect in the Boston bombings remains in the hospital under heavy guard as investigators wait to interrogate him. Meanwhile, NPR's Dan Bobkoff reports the city is returning to normal.
19-year-old Jahar Tsarnaev remains at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. He was captured in Watertown last night in a boat parked in a driveway. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick said today that the suspect is in serious but stable condition and not yet able to communicate. He says officials hope the suspect survives, and they are eager to start questioning him.
And those questions need to be answered.
Patrick spoke outside Fenway Park, where the Red Sox game is another sign life is returning to normal in Boston. Downtown streets were bustling again after yesterday's unprecedented regional lockdown. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, Boston.
In West Texas, relief efforts are underway as federal investigators sift through debris from Wednesday's fertilizer plant explosion that killed at least 14 people. Among the many volunteers who've converged in West is Tom Peretta, a Knights of Columbus member from Connecticut, who says the tight-knit community is grateful for all the help.
Everybody knows everyone in West, and they've just been overwhelmed by the generosity of the state and the nation, of people falling in. Really, they work crews of people just showing up to volunteer their time.
Meanwhile, some residents who've been evacuated from their homes since Wednesday are being allowed to return today. A powerful earthquake has struck southwestern China. The country's state broadcaster says at least 156 people are dead, 600 injured. From Beijing, NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
The quake, which measured 6.6, struck at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. Photos posted on China's equivalent of Twitter show that some buildings have collapsed, mostly one-story buildings. It happened close to the mountainous area where a massive quake hit in 2008, leaving almost 90,000 people dead, including many children who died after shoddily built schools collapsed upon them. Since then, new regulations have required buildings to be strengthened, and it's hoped that, because today's quake happened at the weekend, students will not have been at school. The Chinese Premier, Li Keqiang, is heading to the quake zone. His immediate deployment is a sign that this is being seen as a major disaster. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Global finance leaders meeting in Washington today say the global economic recovery is uneven, and they're calling on policymakers to take more steps to foster growth and jobs. The International Monetary Fund's steering committee concluded today's meeting with a communique calling for decisive action. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Well, the madness is over. They finally caught the two perpetrators who committed such a horrific act this past week in Boston. So what do we learn from this? A lot of things. First of all, you can't judge a book by its cover. What I mean by that is, from all accounts, everyone who knew this young man said this young man was just like any other American citizen. You know, he's a great guy. He was a wrestler on the school's wrestling team. His friends are shocked that he would do such a heinous thing. But once again, you never know, which means you need to be diligent at all times. You never know who can do what. You never know what can make a person snap and send them off in the deep end. What else did we learn? Well, what we learned was, especially for me, as I watched the press conference where everyone came up and thanked all the different authorities and all the different agencies and all the different people who helped capture this guy, it was a simple call from someone who went outside to take a smoke break after the in-home shelter was lifted. This guy walked outside. He looked. He saw blood. He followed it to his boat. He looked at his boat, and he found the kid in the boat laying down. So all the agencies, and I think agencies that were involved in this, and I think they had, I don't know, close to 700 freaking police officers. I don't know what the number was, but the number was ridiculous. You had all different law people from different agencies. You had the National Guard, the FBI, all these different people there. And they found the kid a block from the perimeter that they had set up. So we can sit here and say that the authorities did what they needed to do, but at the end of the day, to be perfectly honest with you, when they gave the all clear, that young man was still in that neighborhood. So my question is, how the hell did they not find him? And he was right there. But you know what? When you sit back and think about the history of solving crimes and things of that nature, citizens have always been involved in that. Citizens have always been the ones that have helped foil crime. So I guess, you know, we shouldn't be surprised by that, but what took me back a little bit was when they stood up in front of the microphone and thanked everyone in the world with the exception of the person who made the 911 call. The 911 call is what did it. So here we go. Lessons learned. Once again, pay attention to what's going on in your surroundings. We live in a free country, folks. People can come and go as they please. Another thing that we have to be mindful of, and I want to leave you with this one. This can and probably will happen again. There's no way you can stop someone crazy from doing something that they want to do. If they are hell-bent on doing it, then damn it, just pray that you're not in the same zip code when they decide to do their foolishness. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
What the hell is crack-a-lackin' with you, Mr. L.E.S.?
Man,
man. Just enjoying my time off, man, and getting into some basketball right now, my brother.
You are enjoying your time off. I thought you were recuperating, Mr. Elias. It's not time off.
Well, I am recuperating, but I am, I'm getting my stuff together, too, as I'm doing this, you know?
Yeah, but you said it was your time off and that you are watching basketball right now. Is that what I heard from you, Mr. Elias?
Yes, that's exactly what you heard from me, man. I'm enjoying my time off, which is when I'm not working, and I'm getting my stuff together physically, mentally, and spiritually, man. Bottom line.
You getting yourself together spiritually. What does that mean?
Yeah, man. Spiritually, I'm getting my stuff together, you know?
Are you going to church
exactly
tomorrow?
No, I'm not going to church tomorrow.
Well, okay, but then what you doing? How are you getting yourself together spiritually then?
God is all around us. I'm not just being in church to get myself together spiritually, do I?
Is that what the Bible says?
That's what the Bible says. I can talk to God anytime I get ready. I had to work to go to church.
What does it say about you going to church and giving your tithes and all that? What does it say about that?
Tithes? I'm not to go to church necessarily. Tithes can go to any human being that I see fit to have my tithes.
Hold on, bro. Hold on. I don't think the Bible says that, Mr. Elias. I think that you are making that part up.
But it does. No,
the Bible says you can give. Hold up. Okay. You said the Bible says that you can give your 10% to anybody.
What does it say? Give your 10% to the preacher. Where does it say that? I implore you to bring that out to me and show where it says.
I'm just asking you a question. Don't get all sensitive, Tito Jackson.
I'm asking you to give me one too. What does it say in the Bible that I got to give my money to the preacher?
Okay, we're going to have to look that up. Rich sister, if you're listening, please look it up and call us.
Look it up. It's not nowhere in the Bible.
We'll find out. Well, the Shell Answer Man is coming up next, so I'm pretty sure he'll tell us what the hell's going on.
It's my turn. It's raining, man.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah.
This ain't
Calla.
Hallelujah. What's up, Big J, Mr. Elias? How are you gents doing?
What's up, guy, Ernie? You got it, brother.
What'd you call me?
Oh. Hey, you called me. Don't be a punk. He called you Ernie. That's what he called you.
I said Ernie.
Them fighting words, little man. My name is Ernest. That's how I introduce myself, and that's why I appreciate being called.
I don't
want to
hear that crap from you today either. How about that?
Beat his ass! Fight!
How about
fight,
you kiss my big white ass? How about that, big man?
That's a lot of kissing. That's a lot of kissing.
Hey,
look, if you had long hair, I'm going to start calling him
I'm going to start calling him Lester the Molester if he didn't watch it. I'm going to make up names for him.
Okay, well, make up a name.
That's true, though.
Man, you know what? Mr. Elias, I'm usually on your side with things, but right now you are really grating my nerves.
Well, hey. Who gives a damn?
I know you don't give a damn, Ernie.
Yeah,
that's what he called you.
You're gonna sleep tonight one way or the other. I know.
Yeah,
I am too.
Know.
So it's okay.
And you know this, man. What's going on, Ernest?
Not a lot. It's just been kind of a laid-back,
kind of
a boring day, really. Not a lot going on, man.
A boring day. What are you going
to
do?
Lackluster, haven't went anywhere.
Yeah.
My roommate worked at a liquor store on the weekend, so he was over there. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something. My roommate working at a liquor store is like me working at a record store. It is just, and I've worked at a record store. That is my niche. If I work at a record store, that is where I am best. You know, being me. And so him in a liquor store is just like, you know, a kid in a candy store, really. So, but no, he was there, and then we got company coming up. We had company come over around 4:30, and we ordered pizza and stuff. So it's just, you know, I've been hanging out all day at the house, not doing a lot of anything. So I don't have anything to report, unfortunately.
Well, okay, that's good. All right, well, fine. We'll take that.
Sorry.
Well,
I don't have anything great to tell you.
Well, you usually don't have anything great to tell us anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
See how that works there, fat man?
You talking to yourself? I didn't know you talked to yourself. Are you going
to
answer
no,
yourself?
No, I'm talking to you, big man.
You said
fat
man. I thought you talked to yourself.
Oh, yeah, because that's what we do on radio. We talk to ourselves. That's it. Boy,
well,
you figured me out.
Dr. Princess Odia does.
Well, that is, you know, listen, that is a whole nother sort of thing.
Oh, yeah,
stuff,
I got you. Yeah. Yeah, I got you that time, didn't I? Yeah, he's like, oh, well, yeah, she does.
You didn't get me. Stuff. You're talking about Princess Odia, not talking about me.
Well, I just wanted to prove you wrong,
hey,
sir. Okay,
you,
it is time.
Mr.
Yeah,
Ryle,
yeah,
have you started
sorry.
the 1 p.m. replay thing yet?
No, don't bring that up. I keep forgetting.
I'm sorry.
Week.
I'm just...
I keep forgetting
I
to do
support,
it.
I'm support, not trying to pin you to the wall. I'm just asking in support, like, what's
hey,
going
look,
on, you know.
You're right. I keep forgetting, man. I keep forgetting to do it. I'm sorry. And I'm starting to get cursed out, too. So, yes, I'm going to have to remember. I'm going to put it on. I told Ms. Elias to remind me to put it on my calendar so
yeah,
I can start
yeah.
doing that.
You told me last week.
You have a smartphone and a tablet.
Week.
Just set an alarm on it for about 12:30.
I am, Ernest. Thank you very much.
Well, oh, you just, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, because you got it all figured out, apparently.
Well, really, I don't, but hey, can we bring in some more tuna fish? Oh, my God. Starting to get horny. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Woo!
That it? That's 7 inches.
She said 17 inches. I did. She say 7.
She said 7 inches.
That's
fantasy.
That's a cat. Oh, baby. Hello, baby. Hello, Momo BZ and the Heezy.
Hello.
Oh, don't tell me.
Wow,
she's dialed
down today.
Oh, my God. What is that? Are you happy?
I'm sorry. No, I'm not happy.
Oh boy.
Oh,
go.
What's wrong, girl? Talk to us. We're a community radio show. We pretty much care about you. Tell us what's wrong.
Well, yeah. For those of you who have
not
heard, I was in a car accident.
Hold on. I want you to do that. 10 good minutes is for you today. It's for you. I know what you're going to do. It's for you.
Sure.
It's all yours.
About those 10 minutes is not good. So why would I want to talk about 10
well,
minutes?
Well,
it's ain't nothing good about that.
It's not called good because it's supposed to be good news. It's just saying we have 10 good, strong minutes to have a conversation amongst ourselves, Momo BZ. That's all it is. We'll call it 10 minutes today. Coming up 10 minutes.
Well, thank you.
In about 3 minutes.
Well,
right,
what can Big Daddy do to make it better for you, baby?
Well, won't you wait, Miss Elliott? You just heard me say we're going to do it in 10 minutes. You just going to keep. What are you doing, Miss Elliott? What are you doing?
Beforehand, I'm just asking, what can I do to help her make her day better?
Well, you can lose weight, but that ain't going to help her. Anyway. All right, so listen. It is a.
I know you're not talking about nobody losing weight.
Shit,
it is. All right, it is. Back of your head.
Hello, kettle pot, you're black.
Shut up, fat boy. All right, listen, it is 18 minutes after the hour. Welcome into Saturday.
Are you talking to yourself? You must be talking
I'm
to
talking
yourself.
I'm talking to you, big turtle. All right, it's 18 minutes after the hour. It's Saturday, folks. Welcome in. J. Ryle Show, 347-850. 1272 is our caller, number 347-850. 1272. Now, before we get into it, this show is definitely dedicated to all the people who suffered such a bad week. Not only in Boston, but also in Texas. I mean, it's a rough one this week. And so, listen, we want you guys to...
Chicago, too, man.
Yeah, that's right. All the floods in Chicago. I mean, gosh.
Yeah, man.
So many...
Did you guys
see
that sinkhole picture?
Yeah, with a car fell inside.
Yeah, one woman had two cars. Two of the cars were one woman. It was her and her brother's car.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She lost
two
for the last one.
Huh? Two of them are hers. Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah.
Wow. So what a horrible week. What a tough week for everyone. So we want you guys to, we're going to hear about one of our colleagues had a tough week, too, so we're going to talk about that. Phone lines are not open right now, though, but they will be open after the first break unless we know you. Now, if we know you and you're special to us.
You might get.
You might. Tell them again, Ernest. Tell them again, Ernest.
Like, if we know you, you might get in. But don't hold your breath unless you can hold it for about 14 minutes.
Oh, did you hear what the man said? We might let you in, which is a beautiful segue to this. That's right, it is maybe. I agree with you on that. Maybe we may let you in. Okay, thank you.
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 minutes.
10 good minutes.
No, 10 minutes. All right, it's time for 10 minutes today for this show. Sponsored by the Rib Zone. And 10 minutes is where we just kind of spend 10 true minutes to talk about whatever we want to talk about. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of today's show, and today in 10 minutes, it belongs to our colleague. I read a post on Facebook. I'm going to let her just tell the story. Mama B, baby, time's yours, girl.
Yes. Well, I'm not in a good mood today. Because I was in a car accident yesterday, and my car is, I think it's total. I don't know what this day going to say, but it looked total to me. So I was, like, very, 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 very disappointed. And I am glad
happened,
that I'm okay.
Darling? Yeah, that's the
important thing. Yeah, yeah. And keep saying that is true. Okay, I was driving, minding my own business. Now, let me tell you, before I tell you that what happened, I want to tell you this. My daughter, she went with her father to Tampa yesterday. But they've been planning this trip to Tampa to see his mother. His mother has a house in Tampa. She comes down, you know, a couple times a year, blah, 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 blah. So she asked me earlier in the week, can she go with them? And I felt like, no, I felt strange about the trip. I said, I don't know. I was asking when it's close to the weekend. So then we at Friday said, am I going to be able to go tomorrow? Am I going to be able to go? I'm like, oh, no, we'll talk about it when I come home, you know, blah, blah, blah. So all day at work, I wasn't feeling right. I told my coworker, my daughter's supposed to go on a trip with her father to Tampa, and I'm not feeling it. I feel something's going to happen. And he was like, what? What's wrong with you? You're just overreacting. You're just a mother. You know how mothers get. Blah, blah. But she's been on this trip before. So I don't know why I just thought something was going to happen this time. So I didn't want her to go. So I said to myself, when I get home, I'm going to tell her she can't go. And I know she's going to ask me, why can't I go? Like, what's the big deal? Blah, blah, blah. But I just felt that something was going to happen. All right? Now, all day I had this feeling. I'm thinking that something's going to happen to her. I didn't know something was going to happen to me. Now I'm thinking it's going to happen to her. So I'm on my way home from work. I'm driving down the street. Now, this is another thing. There's a certain light behind my job. It's a little lonely road. There's nothing behind the road, just my building, except for the school. There's a high school back there. So after 3 o'clock, that road is empty. It's always empty. So I take that road because it's faster than the main road with all the lights. And at the bottom of the block, there's a little curve, and then there's a light. So every time I take that road, that light, when I get to it, is always red. It's always red. And I try to figure out, why is this light always red? It's not like there's a light before it. You know, sometimes they time the light. Da, 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 da. No, there's no light before it. There's nothing before it. It's just a little light. So every time I go that way, that light is always red. And I was trying to figure out, why is this light always red? I couldn't figure it out. Friday, when I went down that road, the light was green at the bottom of the hill. I said, what? The light is green. I swear to God, I should have asked like that light was red. I saw the light was green. I stepped on the gas through the curb. So every time I slow down, because I know the light was going to be red. The light was green, so I stepped on the gas. And then as I'm traveling, getting closer and closer to the intersection, I see a car coming in the other direction. And I said to myself, I hope they're going to stop because it was going too fast. But I have the green light. So I'm just saying they're going to stop, you know, last minute stoppers. You know, we have some of those down here. So I proceeded to go, and then all of a sudden, this she was a chick. I didn't know what it was at first. I said, this person's not going to stop. And by the time I realized that they wasn't really stopping, I slammed on my brakes. It was too late. It was too late. The next thing I know, I saw airbags and puffs of white smoke. I was like,
oh my goodness.
Yes, both airbags deployed, and I'm like, oh my God. And I just saw, you know how people say they see their life in front of them? I didn't see what I saw was my daughter. That's what I saw. I saw her face. And I guess that is my life. She is my life. So I guess, yes, I did see my life. But I saw her. I saw her face in the cloud of smoke. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
believe it. It was just so traumatizing to me because the lady just closed the lane. So I'm in the middle of the intersection. My car is all messed up. I'm trying to open the door because I see smoke. I didn't know what kind of smoke it was. I'm trying to open the door. Open the door. The door won't open. The door won't open. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't open the door. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't open. So then this man running across. I see this man running across on my side. And he's pulling the door. Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? I said, just open the door. I'm choking. That smoke will kill you by yourself. The airbag smoke. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. I was asking for air. So finally, I got out of the car. And he's like, are you okay? I saw the whole thing. That lady just blew by the light. She didn't even stop playing. I was like, so he's telling me what he saw. I don't want to hear what you saw. I'm trying to make sure I'm all in one piece. Ain't no blood nowhere. I'm looking around my body. Looking. Yes, that looked at my car. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And then homegirl gets out of the car, walks over to me, and this is why I knew it was going to get ugly. She says, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? And I didn't answer. I didn't say anything. And then the guy said,
That's a dumb question.
The guy said, well, what happened? And she said, it was totally my fault. I was not paying attention. And that right there, that point in time right there, that's when I wanted to jump on her. Because who says that? Who comes up and says, I totally wasn't paying attention? What is that? How you driving down the road, run through a red light, and say you're not paying attention? That's when I was like, as obvious you wasn't paying attention. What are you talking about? Why are you driving like that? You can steal both of us. And she was like, I'm so sorry. And I was just like, ugh, like I was just starting to boil. I felt myself getting real hot. And the poor man said to her, I think you better go back to your car. And skipped her butt right across the street. I'm like, I can't believe her. And the guy, he was trying to talk to me. So like, he said, well, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. Calm down. It's okay. That's why they called the accident. Were you hoping to get a new car? It looks like you're going to need a new car. And I just started laughing because he was saying anything just to make me, you know, calm down. But telling me that my car is effed up, well, wasn't really the right thing to say. But then he's like, you get a new car. Which car you always wanted? Tell me a couple of cars. I'm like, man, listen, I don't even want to talk to you anymore. And then he hugged me and squeezed my breath. I'm like, what the hell is that about?
Squeezed your breath. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Did you get excited, Mama B? Did you get excited?
Oh, my goodness, that is hysterical.
He had no reason to put his hand on my breast because he could hug me. But, you know, when you hug somebody, you have their, well, I'm not a hugging person. Some people I don't know. So he hugged me, you know, and I thought, oh, he's just trying to be sweet. But then you know how when you hug somebody, your hand is on their back, and then it slowly glides away across my body.
He said, you all right, baby? Oh, damn, baby, the ties.
Oh, damn.
Hey, now, Momo, did this woman, did she, like, hit the front end of your car? Did she T-bone you? How did you get hit? Was it on your side?
No. I hit her. I hit her car. I'm coming across. She ran the light. It was a T. I hit dead in the middle of her driver's side, right there behind the driver's door.
T-boned her then?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said,
oh, okay,
myself,
I got you. I was just trying to picture it. Okay.
Yes, I stepped on the brake and I knew I was going to hit her. At first, I thought I was going to stop in time, but then I knew it because she was getting closer and closer. But I was getting closer and closer. And then I thought about swerving, but I'm not a swerver.
Were you alone in the car?
Yes, I was. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Good. So your daughter. Well,
wow.
I mean, yeah, your daughter wasn't there.
Well,
so, okay.
We're glad.
Wow,
what
a story.
Glad.
Yeah, we're glad that you're okay. We are happy that you're fine, and I'm glad that we heard the story. But when we come back after this break, we got to talk about how that dude filled you up, man. I mean, that was pretty cool. That was slick, Miss Ellie. We're gonna talk about it. Team Good Minutes is sponsored by.
10 Good Minutes on the Saturday edition has been sponsored by the Rib Zone, home of the $14.95 all-you-can-eat barbecue rib buffet. Do we have to say anymore? They're at 5020 Highway 78 inside the Best Western across from Arby's with that fake barbecue shit. Tell them that the crew of the Saturday edition on the TJRS Radio Network sent you. Baby, pull up a plate, sit down, and have you some barbecue, the best in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's what I'm talking about.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Here's your national forecast. Race data here at the Weather Channel. Just a few clouds around to the south with dry weather settling in. 66 Atlanta, 40s to the north, though. And our next storm system starting to come in, though, in through the northern part of the U.S. 58 New York is cooler, as is Boston at 59 degrees. So we head through Sunday. The front's east, and the showers, thunder showers continue across Florida. We'll watch this area of rain and snow to the north. This could be a player in the forecast as we get into the early and middle part of the week. Coolest air to the north, hot in Phoenix at 94 degrees. Along the south, 60s and 70s. 50s in New York City, 58 is better in Chicago, and the storm system could be the next one to deal with, believe it or not, some more snow in the northern plains and maybe more rain here in the nation's midsection on Monday. Southeast coast could see a few showers around. Stays cold where it's been cold, and it starts warming up on down toward the south.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to the J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
bottom, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
You can't have my cornbread, that's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree gonna begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Because I'm from New York City. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that goes for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
What did you say, nigga?
Saturday. Don't speak English.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Move illegal substance on the street.
You got my 40, homie.
I thought you had $200.
I do. I want to spend Red's money.
Hey, man, why y'all didn't help me?
And I'm high.
Until further notice, this station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area.
It's 36 minutes after the hour. It's the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is the call-in number. 347-850-1272. Phone lines are open. You can call in now if you'd like, but you can sit back and listen, too. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L-E-S-E-S. What's up, that big daddy?
Man, what's crackin' like a baby? What's crackin' like a
lion? When I move, you move. Okay, just drop
just
the
like
call,
that.
Okay, thank you, Momo B. I shouldn't lie. That guy there, he's 50 years old. He can do it. All right, let me try. Momo B's in the he's in the house. Momo B's, when I move, you move.
Just like that.
Yeah, a little delay there, but that's fine. Let's try with Big E. Big E, when I move. Never mind. Hey, what's up, Ernest? Ernest is in the house. What's going on, Ernest?
What's up?
Nothing's up. What's up with you?
Not a lot, man. Just hanging out. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Appreciate you hanging out.
It's good to hear. High fives and fist bumps, brother. High fives and fist bumps.
Back at you.
All right, man. Let's do
Thank
this.
You. Thank you. It is. Ernest, what the hell? Remember what the hell was that?
That wasn't me. That was just L.E.S. That wasn't me.
That guy there, man, he just tape delayed. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
I think somebody might be changing his bandages. Oh, yeah.
He's changing his diapers. I'll change his diapers either or. Either
okay.
Or.
Right, look. I didn't say that. I said bandages.
I thought you said diapers. I thought you said diapers. All right,
oh,
anyway, folks.
Diapers and bandages sound exactly the same.
Hey, bump you, Mr. Elias. All right, listen, folks. Once again, welcome back in. All right, you know, look, coming up this Wednesday, let me tell you about something that's happening this Wednesday. We have a star coming in. Well, not really a star. We have a person coming in this weekend. This Wednesday, we're going to interview a young lady. She is a makeup artist. She has beauty tips, Mr. Elias. So I figured since Dr. Princess Aldea is on the Wednesday show, we might as well bring somebody in that can help her with a look. So we're gonna have her come in. Yeah, well, the lady is gorgeous. Good gracious. Okay, her name, if I can just get this thing to come up. All right, her name is Kenesha Lee, and she's one of the leading authorities on beauty empowerment. She's also a personal coach speaker with 10 years of hands-on experience. She's worked for Cover Girl, yeah. Revlon.
Hell yeah.
Who she had her hands on?
Oh, boy. She's worked for the Miss Universe organization. She's a stylist on the WB's Good Day Arizona. She's also works with ABC's Eyewitness News, the Sunday morning show, also the Las Vegas Review, and many other things. So she's put her hands on a lot of people.
Okay.
And I guess we'll ask her, you know, give us some names. We're just looking at shows. She's also worked for the Academy Awards and the Golden Globes and the Grammys. Ooh, and my favorite, the Victoria's Secrets fashion show. Oh, I can't wait. She'll be here this Wednesday. Stop on in and listen to her. It's Kenesha Lee. Am I saying this right? K-E-N-E-T-I-A Lee? I don't know. Anyway, you can
Kenesha,
check out
it. Sounds like T-I-A.
That's
TIA
that's
usually has
saying.
A sh sound, so it's Tanisha.
Yeah, that's. Kenesha. www.kenetia.com. Go check her out. But she'll
there's
be
not
here.
Like a Q or a, there's not like a Q or a number in her name, nothing weird, like, you know, a silent X or something like that in there.
No, Ernest, I just spelled it out. You can keep your little
Yeah, I got you.
Like rock, treehouse, bat symbol, Q, number seven.
Oh. Thank you, Ernest. You said it the first time. We didn't laugh, and we're not going to laugh the second time. Thank you, Ernest. Yes,
I'm
Mr.
laughing.
Elias.
That's all that counts.
Well, that's good. Laugh by your damn self. Yes, Mr. Elias. Yes.
Rich Sister said, wonderful lady. Got to interview her on Valentine's Day.
Really?
Oh, well, I'll touch you in the morning and then just walk away.
Wow. She interviewed her on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, well, her publicist has been working the radio stations there, yeah. I finally answered. They've been sending, like, hey, you got an account? I said, hey, you know what? No problem. Let's get it on. We can talk to her. We can have a little fun with her. You know, why not?
Okay.
All right, we said the phone lines are open.
850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in.
What, damn it, Marcellius? I see. Who the hell's on the line, Marcellius?
We got Rich Sister on the line, Jay.
Speaking of Angel, hello, Rich Sister. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing great. How are you all doing?
Wow, you came in loud and clear. I had Aqua Boogie ready.
Man,
but it sounds like
she's
there will be no
right next to me.
I know. Right?
Yeah,
get your head off my leg.
How you doing? I bought a new headset.
Yeah.
So,
well, it sounds great. It really does.
Hopefully.
Oh well. Get your head off my body.
To play some Aqua Boogie, man. Oh.
Yeah. So, Rich Sister, so now you said that you've interviewed this young lady. So, what should we expect when we have Kenesha? We're saying her name correctly, Kenesha Lee?
Kenesha Lee.
Okay.
And like you said, she makeup artist, worked on different award shows.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on.
I can't swim. Oh, Rich Sister, sorry. Take it back to Radio Shack, girl. Take it back to Radio Shack. Take it back. I hope you kept your receipt. Oh, man. Miss Elias, man, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Big E, are you ready, Bubba BZ? Wow.
Now listen,
thank you,
we
Sister.
Should tell Rich Sister, it's not your headset. Your headset usually sounds good. It's your Cricket connection that lies
so
on you
Skype.
From time to time.
It's
not
Skype.
Your headset, so don't keep
Skype.
Spending $9.99 at Radio Shack. You need to upgrade your service. You don't upgrade
it's
your
Skype.
Equipment.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Skype.
Oh, she's got. Oh, we'll see. That's so iffy sometimes.
Service.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Right now, I got to work what I got to work.
Okay, I'll work what you got to work with. Tell him to go to hell. I mean,
keep talking.
Tell him to go
Make
to heaven.
Make me cue up this Aqua Boogie clip. Keep talking. Say something.
Yeah. Ernest, get your neck next
I'm
time.
I'm just
you know,
itching
you
to play another one.
Yeah. All right, Rich Sister. Okay, so we're going to look for. So are you going to be here Wednesday so we can, we'll tell her that we know you? Or should we, will we get in trouble if we did that?
Are we name dropping?
Well, no. I mean, that's fine. I mean, you
okay.
Didn't have no. But she wrote on Facebook that I wanted to mention to this call, Fearless Beauty.
Okay. All right. Thank
Definitely.
You, Rich Sister.
No
okay.
Question.
Well, she's... Yeah, I don't know. She's coming
no
on Wednesday. Yeah, have no clue. All right, so listen, coming up Wednesday, though, she'll be in the house. We'll talk to her about some of the things she's done, and hopefully it'll be a good show. All right, look, once again, the show's dedicated for you people out in the Boston area, Chicagoland area, West Texas, even though we know no one from West Texas is listening to this damn show. But I know some people in Boston that may be listening. So, hey, what's up, y'all? What you guys? A smile. You know, get your grin on, you know, as we, you know, we have a banner on the show page dedicating this show and what we do to you all because it was tough. It was a tough week. And for the whole city, Mr. Elias, to be shut down like that, it was like a ghost town around there.
Right. That's what got me. When I woke up that morning, they said they had a shootout with those guys, and, wow, they shut the whole city down. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and the dude, you know, and you know, for those of you guys who heard the story by now, but they got into a shootout, and I guess the younger brother, when he was trying to get away, he ran over his older brother. So if the cops didn't kill him, he finished him off, and he rolled over his ass in that damn Mercedes. He ran his ass over trying to get away.
Yeah. Yeah. They took him to the hospital, but he died soon after, so.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, look. Yeah. Part of me wants to say good riddance to him, but you know, I don't know. Wish, and I guess that's something we could talk about on one of the shows, should you wish death on someone, regardless?
No.
If you hate them so much, we'll talk about that. That's a good show topic. We'll bring that one up. We'll have a full-fledged conversation about that. I think we should talk about that. That's a good one. I think that'd be a good one.
Well, in case I'm not there, my answer is no.
Well, thank you. And
in case I'm not there, my answer is yes.
Because you're hateful, that's why. Let's move on to the Q of D, shall we?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. What do you mean? Hold on, homie. What do you mean, just in case you ain't there? What the hell does that mean?
Well, because it could be like a Sunday topic, and I'm not always there. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not there either.
No, we're not going to talk on Sunday about this. I mean, there's some jokes in here. We have to bring this one to back to this place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's some jokes in this one. Yeah. I mean, well, I say that, but anytime you joke about death, that's not funny. All right, let's get into the QOD, the question of the day. And the QOD, the question of the day, is one of those questions where, once again, we are giving parenting advice and whatever life advice to everyone. And we're asking you, should people who finish in last place get a damn trophy? Kids, they play these sports and they lose. And, oh, we want little Johnny to have something. So should their ass get a trophy? Or should they learn about the agony of defeat? That's it. 347-850-1272 to kill me. The question of the day. Should kids get trophies for finishing in last? And I mean last place at the bottom of the damn barrel. What's that ass? Should kids get trophies when they participate in sports or spelling bees or whatever? Should they get a trophy if their ass finish in last place?
No. Why?
You mean ass dude. Why not, Mr. Elias Meanie?
Okay. If you're on your job and you're underperforming, I don't
care. It's not a job, Mr. Elias. It's a kid. It's a kid.
I can care less. It's a life lesson. Hey,
what do you mean it's a life lesson?
It's a life lesson.
Strive to be the best.
If you're underperforming, you're
a meanie. You're a meanie, Michelle. Yes.
Bottom line,
you are.
If you're not performing up to the okay. So everybody that underperforms should get a
trophy. Mr. Grinch,
you got a sound clip for everything, don't you?
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're as bald as
Mr. Elliot.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
You're a mean one, Mr. Elias.
What
the hell is up with that?
Why the hell give somebody something that they don't deserve, man?
Mr. Elias, they participated.
It doesn't matter.
Who next
gives
time
a
they'll
fat
be a lot better at who the hell they are.
Wow. So what if your kid came to you, Mr. Elias, was like, oh, Daddy, I didn't get anything. I was at all the practices. I didn't get anything.
Your ass should have performed
tried harder.
Better than fine.
That's
really.
Right.
Your ass should have tried harder.
All right, let me ask.
Get better whatever.
You mean ass. All right, let me ask Momo B. Momo B, once you pull your son up out the ditch.
You already know what I'm going to say.
I'm just, well, you know, you push him down and run. I'm just, once you dust your kid off, what if your kid say, Mommy, I was participating in a sport before you threw me in the ditch. Mommy, why can't I get a trophy? I mean, why not, Momo B?
No, because you don't get trophies just for participating. You get a trophy for a job well done. It's set in goals. You have goals. The goal is to win the prize. That's the goal. And if you want it bad enough, you will achieve it. And if you fall short, then you get nothing. Everybody knows that. It's rewarding the people who do a good job, who practice, who learn, who took the time, the extra time to develop the craft. Just like in my daughter's school, they get awards for getting good grades. You mean to tell me if you fail, she get a good grade too? I mean, a trophy too, an award too, a certificate? No!
No. If you go an extra mile, you study, you work hard, you practice whatever your sport is, you practice, practice, practice. You will get what you want. It's all about setting goals. People should set goals in childhood, in sports, in school, in life, grown up too. Everybody sets goals. You achieve them.
I agree.
It's pride. That's what it's all about.
I agree. Hold hard.
It's the pride. Whether it's money,
that's
a certificate, a trophy, whatever it is. Whatever it
that's
is,
you
have to work hard to get it. And that's the problem. People don't want to work. They just want stuff. Working towards it. So, no, you shouldn't give no lazy half. Oh, don't give me the curse.
Wait,
no,
whoa,
you shouldn't
whoa,
give
whoa,
no
whoa.
You if you didn't work for it. No, you
hold
shouldn't.
Up,
that's
Momo
my answer.
But Momo B, you said some things that's, you know, that made a lot of sense. But here's the thing. You said that if a kid works hard, man, what if your kid worked hard? What if your kid did all these things and they just did not have the talent? So why does it have to be a life lesson about everything? Why can't they just get something for participation? Hey, if you work hard and try your
you
best, you're not going to... Yeah, I agree with you, Dr. Princess Aldea. But you're not going to, and that's one, by the way, too, Dr. Princess Aldea. You're not going to. What about the kid that works hard? What about that kid?
No.
Damn.
You work harder. Work harder.
Man, that's just
work harder.
I agree
Turn
with you, Dr.
Turn off the TV, focus more, concentrate, and practice. And you will get what you want. And if you don't get it this time, it's always next year.
Thank
you.
You
better.
Damn.
You better. Can you hear? The funny thing about it, Jay, the funny thing about it is if
what?
Somebody really wants it, they'll get it. They will get it if they really want it. And that's what separates the have from the have not. If you really want it, they will achieve it. They will.
Huh. So you so you're right because I guess you use every moment you can to teach kids. I mean, and, you know, listen, I'm playing with you, but I think I agree with you. But I'm playing with you, Rich sister. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with everybody else because you gotta teach kids. Well, can I speak?
Live.com so we can help out Rich Sister because I'm going to tell you, I don't know what that is she got, but it ain't working right. Let's try to get Rich Sister because you said you was going to go somewhere.
She's on dial-up.
No, she's not on dial-up. She's on Skype. A little bit, yes.
Guy, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Listen, Rich, sister, if you're on Skype, you need to stop trying to download them Bible apps while you're talking because it's taking up all your bandwidth. Wait till the show is over and then download that stuff.
Boy, Ernest, wow.
Wow. She knows I'm playing. I'm a child of God too. She knows I'm just playing with her. I'm not being mean to her or anything. You know, I'm just ribbing her a little bit.
Yeah, I heard her giggle. That's the only reason we ain't going to hit you in your eye, but good gracious.
Because I really want to finish my point.
Sure.
You can try. Go ahead. Can you speak?
But I think that's a result of two really fathers being missing in the home. Because fathers kind of really instill that stuff in kids. I think as opposed to, you know, to kind of that work hard ethic. I mean, that's my opinion. And
I can see that, though. I see where you're coming
really
from with that.
Still that work ethic where mothers just tend to, you know.
Man, well, she's even doing sound effects. Wow, her sister. I like that, her sister.
Just going back to
Yeah, I see. So basically, what everyone is saying is, we, you know, kids need to learn the agony of defeat. They need to learn that, hey, if they're not good enough, right, they won't reap the rewards of being, you know, good enough.
Has everybody
right?
said that?
That's right.
I don't know. Let me ask you. Well, Ernest, you know, it's a tease. We want to get you seconds coming up next set. Just we're a few minutes away.
Yeah. Oh, I figured that's what you're doing. So that's fine.
Yeah. So, all right. I get you. You know, everybody want to be meanies and stuff. But see, usually you see that with no offense, Ernest, but usually little white people, like, oh, let's give Amy a trophy.
Why does it have to be that?
Well, you know they do. Because you know, black people, we only have like enough money for one trophy in first place. Even look, second and third place don't get a damn thing, and you know, and black little stuff.
But yeah, people, second, man, third place are getting a piece of pie. That's about
yeah, a piece of pie. Yeah. Congratulations.
Whatever's in the kitchen, baby. That's what.
Yeah, go get you some cookies. Yeah, we give a trophy to them, and you go get some cookies. But white people, man, you know, they have so much money for their programs, everybody get it. And mommy and daddy, you come up, yes. Congratulations, mommy and daddy, for raising young Emily. And you can get a trophy, too. Where's grandma? Can grandma get a trophy?
Thank you. Thank you for raising Tiffany Amber Megan.
I know. Oh, and last year, Nana made some pies. Come on, Nana, get your trophy too, Nana.
Go get your sister,
Nana.
Taylor.
I know. I mean, everybody gets a trophy in White Land. Give me a trophy. Oh, my goodness. All right, folks. Having fun. Listen, if you're listening in the Boston area, Chicagoland area, we're going to talk more about that a little bit because they think that, you know, we need to acknowledge those types of things. Also, West Texas, I doubt very seriously if you're listening to West Texas, but hey, who knows? You may be listening at a friend's house, but we appreciate you hanging out with us. And we'll be right back. It's the J. Ryle Show on the TJRS Radio Network online radio, and it's best.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the J. Ryle Show and the serious side of the J. Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Today, I'd like to tell you the story of young Levi Jennings. He's a 2-year-old missing from Brooklyn, New York. On April 16th, he was forcibly taken by his father, Thomas Jennings, who has a history of domestic violence, and his whereabouts are unknown. The child was last seen wearing a blue jacket, white t-shirt, and blue pajama pants. Thomas Jennings has a stay-away order of protection in effect and has violent tendencies. If you have any information about the whereabouts of young Levi Jennings or his father, Thomas Jennings, please call the NYPD at 718-574-0461. Once again, the number is 718-574-0461.
561. If you can't remember that number, by all means, dial 911 and tell the operator what the situation is. And as always, we pray for the family and we pray for the safe return of this young, beautiful baby boy. If you have a child that you'd like for us to feature on Have You Seen Me, please send the information to our email address, thejrileshow@live.com. That's thejrileshow@live.com. Or go to our Facebook page. Go to Facebook, type in the TJRS Radio Network, and you can post the information there. Or you can go to my personal Facebook page, J. Ryle, and send me a message. Either way, we will put the information on the air. Until next time, I'm Jay, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me? We'll see you back here next time on the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help!
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area, or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
What is the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America Missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You better watch out.
interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
What time it is?
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Oh, Trevor.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74 Feet Baptist Church. We call us Tennesseans.
We're around here, between Normandy and Weston. We call this here a little twin.
Folks, every show we're doing a thing called Have You Seen Me, where we try to concentrate our efforts on helping those parents who maybe have, well, who may, they do have missing kids out there. So every show, you're going to hear that, because we definitely want to put the word out there about that. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. You're right. That's right. It is Saturday. Welcome into the J. Ryle Show. Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. What's up, that big dog?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Mama BZ in the heezy.
Fashizy, Meezy.
Okay. High fives and fist bumps to you, too. Big E is in the house. What's up, Big E?
What's up, Big J? How you doing?
And, of course, our favorite listener of all time, Rich Sister. One of our favorite listeners, but she's the one that talks to us all the time. Rich Sister, hey, girl.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing fine, Rich Sister. And the reason why I say that, Miss Delias, is because Gladys sent a little note, and she's in. We're going to say hello to some people here in a second. Gladys talking about, so I thought I was our favorite listener. Gladys, you haven't put in the time, girl, but I know you listen. But Rich Sister calls in.
Let her know.
Yeah, so you know, you call your ass
you ain't got
in every now
yet,
and again.
Girl.
Yeah. You've been listening,
tell,
what, 2 months?
When the show started. Tell her when the show started.
Talk to her again. We've been on for a long time. You just found us, girl. Well, we love you anyway. Speaking of which, let me say
and
hello
listen,
to DJ.
Until we see
yes.
your picture and we can see your top eyes.
I saw a picture.
You're
still
up in the air right now. You're in the maybe pile. Like, maybe we'll talk to you again. Maybe we won't. I don't know.
Oh, hell.
Try again.
Try. Sorry. Let's say hello to some people. Let's say what's up to Jimmy. Let's say hello to DJ. Hey, DJ girl. Mr. Elias, man, let me tell you something, bro. These honeys, man, you know what? I know you're going to say something. I know buzzers are gone, but I'm going to say it any damn way. Boy, these honeys, man, they sending me all kind of messages, man. Oh, damn. What's up, Carissa girl? Carissa C. from Baytown, Texas. Hey, baby. Internet. Kisses for you. Lovely. Hey, you know I like blonde hair, blue-eyed devils. DJ, I said hello to you already. And to... I can't read that. Just hi. Okay, Perryton,
hey.
Texas, hello. Well, she got a whole bunch of symbols and other stuff. You can't say that on there. How am I supposed to say this? Okay, I'll try. Let's go. It's a Gia Hart. Oh, Gabriel. Oh, she has it symbolized. Gabriella. Oh, I got it. Hey, how you doing? Thank you. I love you, too. All right, so listen, we appreciate you guys listening. We'll say hello to some
people
coming
baby.
Up a little later on. And she kind of sexy, too. Oh, I want to say this to another person who made a comment on one of the photos that I have out here. I'm on tag right now. Debbie R. says, very impressive. And it's a picture of me with my shirt and tie on, looking good, sitting in my little business chair. Yeah. Thank you, Debbie. Yeah. Debbie R. Thank you.
All
right, so listen. Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Give me all the hate you. Give it all. I don't give a damn. All right, Miss Elliott, let's say hello to some people in the chat. Who's in the chat, Miss Elliott? It's the world famous chat room. Hello to you, people. What's up, Miss Elliott?
We got Ed Lips.
What kind of, that's a porn name. Ed is
smart.
Hey,
that's my friend. Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's not a pastor, is it? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry.
We got our very own rich sister in there. We got a host of guests. Rose
What's up,
and WCWK hey, Radio.
WCWK, a.k.a. Gary. Hey, what's up to everybody over there listening as well? Glad you guys are in the house. What's up, Red? What's up, Road to Stardom? And let me also say hello to Laker Girl. Laker Girl says she listens to the shows in the archives. Okay, and let me say what's up to Mariana, because Mariana's a guest. I know she's a guest for a fact. What's up to you as well? All right, well, look, 347-851-127. So let's read
all
the things
before you. Lick a girl.
Yeah, Lick a Girl listens to the show in the archive. She's, I listen to the show all the time, J-Row. Okay, fine. Lick a Girl.
Yeah,
and we're coming to, and she called us out, too. She called us out about not going to her show. So I'm going Sunday. We'll be there tomorrow. I'll be
well,
there.
She won't be there Sunday. She won't be there. Nah,
oh,
well,
we ain't going.
That's why he's going.
She got somebody to do her show for her this Sunday because Jay King is doing a concert Sunday. So, Lick a Girl will be there.
Oh, she's going to the concert? Oh, okay. All right.
That's going to the concert.
Okay. All right, let's reset the table for you. Tonight, the Q&A, the question of the day, we're talking about, okay, should kids get gifts, you know, trophies and, you know, plaques and all that stuff for finishing in last place? They try their hardest. Should they get rewarded for the effort? And so far, Mr. L.E.S. is a mean one. Mr. L.E.S. said, hell no. You know my mobile. If she puts her kids down and in the ditch and run and don't save kids, you know what her answer was.
Yeah,
well, she said no. It's a life lesson.
You better go find your trophy.
Better go find your mama and a trophy, matter of fact. And, of course, Rich Sister, with her godly love, she says, no, the good book says you need to finish first to get a trophy. I didn't see that in the good book, but if you say it's in there, Rich Sister, I'm going with you. Please fax me a copy of the Bible. All right, and so now, Big E, what you thinking? I need a fax copy. I don't want no electronic copy. Give it to me in paper. I want to kill as many trees as I can. Who
just
said
like
that?
You
Momo
did not
B.
Killing trees for Jesus.
Hold on. That's what Momo B said. Momo B told me. She said, I don't have no Bible. Can somebody fax me one? Fax you a Bible?
Momo, you don't have a Bible. I could have sent you a Bible with that used computer you had. I had a used Bible, too.
Go online and find one.
Hey, Curtis, why don't you send me a car? How about that, big daddy?
How about you send me a hand job? How about that?
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
And by the way, speaking of the good book, I have some evidence of the tithing thing that you asked about. So whenever we want to get to that, I'll
let's do that right now. Let's get this out the way right now.
Okay.
Yes, Ernest.
Well,
laughing about the hand job. That was
yeah, I know you are. You got filled up in accident. The only person I know that get in an accident is somebody squeezing a booty. Can I have your registration in? Ooh, don't squeeze the Charmin.
Did you say she got filled up by accident? She got filled up at an accident.
She got felt up. Yeah, okay, look, for those maybe just tuning in, Momo B told us in the first set how, you know, she was in a car accident. You know, listen, she's doing well and we're glad for that. But she also told us that the Good Samaritan came by and got him some tatas on his hands. That guy, come here, baby.
I was molested in the scene of the crime.
Trying to deploy his own airbag.
Hey, but what you're not telling us is when you squeeze his tatas back. Hey, Big Daddy, come on now.
No.
What is this? Oh, what is this? Oh,
I did. And you know what? The funny thing about it is I didn't think nothing of it. Well, I just think it to myself in my head because you know why I'm always thinking craziness. So, I didn't really think that he was on purpose. I was like, hey, and to myself, I'm like, what is it? But then when I looked at him, he gave me that look in his eyes. I'm like,
Yeah, he doesn't look young, girl.
No, J-Rod. He's like, who is that?
Oh, my God. Look at that is the biggest mess I've ever heard.
Hey, that's a mess. How many people have been in the car and then they got their booty squeezed on and their tatas filled up? I mean, man, that's crazy. Only Momo B.
Come on, baby.
Let me hug you. And comfort you. Let me cover
this. Trying to deploy a whole different kind of airbag.
I know. Are your airbags okay? Oh, good Googly, moogly, moogly. All right.
Trying to
all right,
back
so
up through
man.
The bumper in a whole different way.
All right. A beautiful segue into, okay, who's right? Who's right about the tides, Ernest? Who's right?
Well, there are a lot of things in the epistles in the New Testament where Paul writes to the Corinthians and to Timothy and says, you know, support our brothers like Timothy or whoever that come along, you know, give them a place to stay, give them food, give them, you know, an allowance or a stipend or whatever. But there, if you go back as far as Leviticus, in the laws of the land, there is a verse in Leviticus 27, verse 30. Rich Sisters probably got that bookmarked. It says, and the tithe of the land, whether it's the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. And if a man will at all redeem his tithes, he shall therefore... I can't read that part. I'm sorry. And concerning the tithe of the herd or the tithe of the flock, whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be given unto God. So the hope, and it goes on, there's some in Deuteronomy, there's a lot in the New Testament where Paul tells the new Christians, you know, look, when Timothy or John or whoever these people come to your town to preach, take care of them. They're preaching the message, support them, because this is all that they do. So the principle is there, and the law is there as well. And tithe is literally a word either in Hebrew or Greek or Aramaic that means tenth. Tithe means tenth. That's where they both come from, the exact same words. So when you say give your tithe, you're giving your tenth. It's basically saying it's saying the same thing. So now what Mr. Elliott said is not untrue, though, because Jesus exhorted you to take care. You know, when you do it unto the less of these, you do it unto me. You take care of the poor. You take care of the homeless. You take care of the widows, the sick. When you do it unto them, you do it unto me. So he's not incorrect in what he said, but tithing, to me, is a different issue. So that's just my 411 on it.
And all right. We didn't learn a damn thing.
We got to go with
that.
347-850-1270 is the number to call in.
Who we got, Mr. Elias? Who we got on the hotline?
We got Cynthia on the hotline, Chuck.
Hey, Cynthia, girl. Hey, baby.
Hi.
Okay, Cynthia. Mm-hmm. Calm down, Basilius. Calm down. All right, Cynthia. Here's the QOD, the question of the day.
Hi, Cynthia.
Oh, yeah. Say hi to everybody, Cynthia. Hey. Cynthia, are you outside or traveling somewhere, perhaps?
I'm in the park.
You're in the park? Oh. Doing are you feeding the ducks?
Oh, yeah. Rock Creek Park.
Oh, yeah.
Rock Creek Park.
What is that, a song? You lost me. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
What are you singing, Miss Miller?
Yeah,
it's
a song.
Park.
It is a song. What is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Park.
Yeah.
Silly ass.
Make his love in the rain. I'm sorry. So, Cynthia. So, okay. The QOD tweeted a question of the day. Should kids get trophies for finishing in last place?
I still have not been asked this question.
She's a loud ass for it.
Hey, come on, hit back a boogie. Hit back a boogie. Come on, put me down.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn, sister. We can't hear you, baby. Oh, damn. Oh, Lord.
She truly sounds like she's underwater, so.
She does sound like she's underwater. Yes. This is the full player mix version. I love it. I love it. Okay. I never learned to swim. On the stroke. Yeah. Woo. By your aquanine. Cynthia, baby, talk, baby. See, maybe we can hear you, but you coming in bad, girl. We're going to try to work with you, girl. We're going to try to work with you. All right, here we go. So now, so should kids get trophies for finishing in last place? Oh, damn.
What?
Ernest, your turn, Ernest.
Oh, damn, Cynthia.
Am I going to have to hit her again, or are we just going to go on?
No, we
give her a chance to get in her car or something.
Okay, we're going to give Cynthia a chance. Yeah, because Cynthia outside in the park. Tell all the children we say hello. And if they're having a contest, according to these people on this damn show, they ain't going to get a damn thing. It better be first. Because if you worse, you get nothing but a handshake or a kick in the ass. All right, Ernest, so listen. So should a kid get a trophy for coming in last place?
Absolutely not. This is the most ridiculous.
This is the most ridiculous thing
I have seen happen in the past, 10, 15 years when this is really. And we wonder why our children, those of us that are of this certain age that have children or whatever, the generation behind us, we wonder why they're so entitled and privileged. And we see these knuckleheads on TV that they deserve a TV show and that they deserve this and that because we have taught them that. I think it was Rich Sister that's talking about it comes from the man. There is a work ethic in the world, at least in America, that is missing because of that. That if you think just because you show up, you deserve a paycheck and you get something, and that's not necessarily true because if you go to work and sit around and just show up, they're going to fire your ass after a while.
You ain't
going to hang around
for that.
You know, you are there to do a job. This ain't the park.
Yes.
This is a job. You're showing up to play baseball. You're showing up to a science fair. Everybody tries in life. Not everybody gets the reward. That's why there's poor people. That's why there's middle class. That's why there's rich people. We can't teach kids. We can't coddle kids. That's what they're doing. They're coddling kids too much.
Thank you.
And we're raising a generation of pussies. They're just pussies.
What?
Hey! Well, I guess. Wow.
That's not a bad word.
He's talking about cats.
You can say that
he's
on regular
meow,
radio
cats,
if you're not
children.
Referring to a woman.
He's talking about cats.
That's in some schools. It's some schools that are trying to cut out awards altogether because they worried about,
I like that idea.
Kids.
I don't.
I don't either.
There's some that are doing that. And I think
that's
that. They need to learn, if you succeed and you're doing good, there's a reward for that.
That's right.
Well, how they learn it with sister if they take it away the award?
Well, even in a job, though, there's a lot of times you will do a good job and you get a pat on the back from your boss. You're not getting a raise or a half a day. You're just
Hell no. You don't get no damn pat on the back. You do a good job. Let me tell you something. The number one motivator, and you're going to read this in any business class, the number one motivation is moolah, money. So if you don't give people raises and bonuses and stuff like that, then the morale's going to be down. People need to get broke off.
Let me be more specific because I do agree with what you're saying, Jay Ryle. But what I'm saying is every time you do your job, you get paid simply because that's what you're supposed to do. You get the reward and you get the raise in business because you go above and beyond consistently. That's what I mean. When you're just there doing your job, like, look what I did. Well, okay, you're supposed to have your TPS reports in, by 5 o'clock.
Right.
You're supposed to do that. Well, you ain't getting a reward for that. If you get them by 4, then maybe I'll start looking at you a little bit. Get them in by 3, we're going to have a conversation.
Pull up,
you know what I mean?
Tito.
I agree with you, but I'm saying
don't
to go above and beyond what the class does
above
to get
and beyond.
That's what gets recognized.
You made it past the finish line.
You got a fish bite. We got a fish bite.
You're not getting nothing.
Okay, all right. But y'all some hard. Y'all hard.
The fish ain't letting go.
Y'all,
I agree with you on
that's what I grew up learning. It's nothing hard about it. That's what was instilled when we were growing up. But that's not instilled now.
Man, y'all some tough customers.
I mean, the whole thing, parents think building character now in children is taking away their cell phone for a day or two. That's not building character. when we were kids, we had character instilled in us because we did work hard. And if we didn't make it, well, those are the breaks. You tried. We'll go at it next time. And then you went outside and played. Now everybody's throwing a big hissy fit and they got to get a trophy. And it's just we're raising a generation of babies. Just babies. No manners, no purpose, no drive, no motivation. Just because they show up. It's like sex. Well, you can show up for sex, but if you ain't going to do nothing, you ain't going to reach the big O. You got to put the work in.
Momo, if you want a Bible,
you got to put the work in.
I totally agree. Don't show up.
Don't show up, baby. Who got
go
next round?
Go home, baby. Okay. Go bigger.
That's right.
I'm not going to make it tonight. Okay. It's better than showing up with some past.
I know that's
blank,
right here.
Blank, blank.
Uh-huh. Look at how you fellas go out there.
I
know what you say. I know, girl. I know. I understand. And all you fellas out there, let me tell you what you can do. If you knock a lady, if you have an accident, I'm telling you, you can fill in some booty and tatas at an accident scene. So we learned some lessons here. This evening. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. All right. Okay. All right. Let's get back out to the phone lines, and let's get back out to the phone lines.
Yeah,
all right,
347-850-2272.
Thank you, Mobile B. Mobile, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Do it.
I forgot to begin it.
347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272. J. Rowell or Mr. Elias, who do we have on the line, man?
We have Miss Terry.
We ain't got Miss Terry with that intro.
We got no Miss Terry.
We don't have Miss Terry with that intro.
Mr. Elias, who do we have, man? Oh, we don't have you. All right, let's get to I got it. Is this Cynthia? Hey, Cynthia, baby. All right, let me tell you.
I got another line.
Oh, I got nobody. You smoking weed. Hey, Cynthia, you're back. All right, baby, what's going on, girl?
It's 420.
Hey, do you know there's National Weed Smoking Day or whatever day it is?
Yeah, you would bring that up.
I don't think that's a bank holiday, though. I don't think that's a bank holiday.
National Weed Smoking Day.
I don't need to go to the...
Because it's 420, that's why.
For the weed. Hey.
Okay. Yeah, we know.
I ain't never smoked weed. I ain't never going to.
All right, Cynthia, we're sorry, Cynthia. What's going on, Cynthia, baby? These jokers. Yes, Cynthia, baby. What's going on, baby? Talk to us, girl.
No, you're on mute. Hi.
Hi, baby.
What, is she stacking crates?
Hey, man, leave Cynthia alone. She didn't sound like she had to get up on a ladder or something, like Green Acres or something.
I'm like, what are you doing? She works
like Green Acres. Got to climb the damn telephone pole. Hey, Cynthia, girl. Okay, Cynthia, baby. The kid needs a question of the day, girl. So she...
I mean...
Yes, baby, yes.
She's in the back room with Rob Smooth, stacking money.
Shut up.
What is she doing over there?
Shut up, Otis. Yes, Cynthia, baby.
Okay, all right.
No,
What? Where's Cynthia calling from? Maybe it's just her state. Maybe they're experiencing an outage or something. What the hell's going on in Cynthia's state? Jesus. Where is she calling from?
I think we
heard Aqua Boogie so much in one night. And yeah.
Maybe we should have a phone drive or something. Maybe that's what we should do. Tell T-shirts for cell phones.
And a car drive.
Oh, she's back.
You can start with me, too.
Well, all you need to do is go down to the damn Radio Shack. Hell.
They can go to my blog site.
I'm
going to
start with you.
www.thoughtsforvision.blogspot.com. Hit that donate button.
Oh,
lead
damn.
To the PayPal
money.
Site. That's what you
dang
can
it.
Do. Since you complain, Tin, go to the blog site and donate. Okay, that's what you can do.
I'm just going to have to buy her a new internet connection and Rosetta Stone. Well, should we call you? So should we change your name from Rich Sister to Begging Sister? Can we change your handle?
Yeah, you're not so rich after all, are you, sister girl?
I mean, when you answer the damn phone,
you
we should change
your
name.
Together.
Hey, you know, what the hell? All right, look, Cynthia called her. Y'all shut the hell up. All right, Cynthia, baby, let's try it again, baby. All right, Cynthia, before we go to break, baby,
work.
Talk to us. Leave her alone. She's trying. There she is.
What?
Hey, girl. Yeah, we hear you, baby. Loud and clear. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Always excellent.
Oh, really? Okay. You sound excellent, baby. Mm-hmm.
Come
on.
Yeah. Get to it.
Hey, Momo B, stop being a hater your whole life. Thank you. All right, so Cynthia, baby. So, yes, you are. Come on, get to it. Who said you you can leave her on the line. What's up with that? Turn up on the house. What's up with this stuff? All right. Cynthia. Cynthia, baby. So should kids get trophies?
Time with Momo.
I know. Should they get trophies, baby? What you think?
You know what? I'm out on the picnic. And I'm sitting in a man that has a credible opinion. And I'd like for him to speak.
Oh. Good people. Who is that? Boy, I don't know what's going on in her, but I don't know what's going on in California. I
see.
What you say, brother? Go ahead, brother. What you say, man? We hear you now. What you say, brother?
420, that's what's going on, man. We in the park. It's 420. It's
What's up, brother? Who are we speaking with? Who are we speaking with?
Yeah. What's happening?
What's your name, brother? What's your brother? What's your name, bro?
Kids are not getting no trophies, man.
Okay. I guess the brother said we're not going.
That's disrespectful.
No, no trophies for last place, yo.
That's right. That's like saying
a kid graduated from elementary school or something. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a good point. I agree with that. That's a good point.
That is a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all.
I agree. It's like you graduated. Psych.
Yeah. You're right, bro.
Yeah, man.
You're right, bro.
You know? Okay.
All right.
Exactly. I agree. That's what's up.
I agree with you, bro. I agree.
Look at J-Rob.
J-Rob
said, I agree with you, bro. But Mr. Elliott said the same thing. He was,
Don't you start that again. I'm with you, bro.
I don't think you apply yourself, Smokey.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, bro. Appreciate you calling in. All right, look, we're going to step out, folks. Third and final set coming up. 347-850-1212.
Look at you, homeboy.
Are you smoking weed, too? What's wrong with you? I mean, are we smoking weed? Uh-oh. Sorry, Ernest. I didn't mean to cut you off, Ernest. Sorry. Uh-oh. We having some major issues with the board today. Sorry, Ernest. We didn't mean to do that. Well, since we have you in pause now, we might as well take a break, I guess. All right. Third set coming up. J-Rouse Show. 347.
There we go.
All right. He's back. Thank you. Thank you, Ernest. Thank you. He's back. All right, we're stepping out. All right, we're going
to
step out.
Oh, God, they're crazy.
All right, we're back.
Hey, let me get this break started.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
How y'all doing? Want to say hello to my family, D.C.
Don't
We can just lay if we feel it in our souls and in our hands and in our blood. And when we feel what we feel, what we've got, what we know, baby, we can love and we can be much better.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Is our calling number 347-850-1272. It's time for the third set of the J. Ryle Show Sugar. It's time to tell you folks what's coming up here on the TJRS Radio Network online radio at its best, all time central, starting tomorrow morning. If you want to get into some serious conversation, we like to call it intelligent conversation by ordinary people. It's the serious side of the J. Ryle Show, starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So much to talk about. We're going to talk about the fact that the gun law got defeated. We're going to talk about what happened in Boston, obviously. So much to do, so come on in, folks. I guarantee you, you will leave just a little bit smarter if you stop in and listen to us tomorrow morning on the serious side of the J. Ryle Show, right here on the TJRS Radio Network. And, of course, hopefully this Monday, hopefully, I remember, 1 o'clock, the replay of the J. Ryle Show, the weekday edition, Monday through Friday, with the exception on Wednesdays. Of course, Wednesday is a live show. But come on in, folks. We're going to play some of the best of the best. So if you're at work hanging out, we call it Laugh at Work all day long with the crew of the J. Ryle Show. You'll get a chance to meet me, Mr. L.E.S., Momo BZ, and Nahizi, of course, Big E, and our rich sister, our beautiful caller, rich sister, and Miss Terry, Dr. Princess Aldea, Smooth, all the regulars, light skin, I tell you what, you'll get a chance to know us. Tune in Monday through Friday with the exception of Wednesday. Speaking of Wednesday, we're here Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. That's right, Central Time, the J. Ryle Show. Me, Momo B, Miss L.E.S., and Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration. Stopping in this Wednesday, we have Kenesha Lee coming in. She's a beauty expert. We're going to have fun with her, so stop in and listen to that interview. It'll start at the top of the second hour, so come on in, folks. J. Ryle Show Wednesday, right here on the TJRS Radio Network. Thursday is the True Purpose Development Show, we think, with Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration. I don't know what she's doing with Wednesday. Just show up. It may be on, it may not be on. I can't promise you nothing. But, hey, Thursdays is supposed to be her night. Friday's night. I know that for sure. It's Ladies First Radio. Montu Ladonis and Dr. Prince is out there, the Queen of Inspiration. Come check the ladies out before they go to the club. And I'm telling you, it's a great conversation. It really and truly is. Stop in and listen to them. You don't know what you're missing if you're not listening to Ladies First Radio. I know Dr. Prince Odea is there, but if you can get past her, you can listen to her and Montu Ladonis. And, you know, Rich Sister calls in and hangs out with him every now and then, too. So stop in Fridays. Check out the ladies. And, of course, we're back here Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m., J. Ryle Show Saturday edition. Ernest, man, tell everybody what's going on the ERN Radio Network.
There are some new things happening on Ernest Radio Network. Now, you can find out everything you need to know at ErnestRadioNetwork.com. Our Twitter and our Facebook are there. Our schedule is there. Links to current shows. We've been putting up a little music lately, some new Prince music, which all these people hated, by the way. But we put some up there and some videos and things like that, trying to make it a little bit more active. But we're on 5 nights a week. We've got everything from politics to independent music to inspiration, because Princess Odelia doesn't seem to be around. So come on by Tuesdays on ERN to get inspired. I am there. I'm hanging out with these guys on Saturday. But one of our really popular shows, The Geek Show, Chris went off and he got a job in his field, and he's designing video games, and he went off and did his own thing last year. And, you know, we sent him on his way and said good luck and the whole bit. And he came to me the other day and he said, I want to do my show again. I miss doing it. So what we're going to do, instead of us being on live 6 days a week, he's going to do the Geek Show on Wednesdays as he usually did, but we're doing it as a podcast. So it's going to be pre-taped. He talks about anything in animation, gaming, movies, tech, gadgets, anything in that realm that you are excited about, he will talk about and knows what he's talking about. So look for that podcast starting in May, and you can listen to it right at ErnestRadioNetwork.com, and that's where you can find out everything about it.
Appreciate it.
Back
appreciate
to you,
Jay. Donka, Rich Sister, tell everybody about you and what you do.
Well, you can check out my show, Thoughts of Vision, Monday through Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsofvision. You can check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood. Also at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. I just want to pump up Cali, the 4th annual Caliwood Awards is coming up August the 10th. For more info about that, go to our website right now at caliwoodmedia.com or give her a call at area code 323-302-2981.
All right. Mr. Esmond, what the hell are you doing, man? You're grunting.
What is he doing over there?
I know, we're trying to make it.
Are you watching the game?
Shut the hell up. What are you doing?
It's like James Brown, huh? Yeah.
I know that.
Was I awkward boogieing again? I thought that's why you're
good.
No. I think he's watching the ball game.
Himself or something. Jesus Christ, what the hell was
I think
that?
He's watching the Nuggets game, probably.
I don't know what the hell he's doing.
You big black bastard. How about that?
Shut your ass up.
Oh, my God. Girl, stop it.
Oh, God, anyway. Monday through Friday, from 10 to 12, it's the Kings of the Morning with Light Skin, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, Robert Redwine, and the Custom Preacher Lenny Land. Stop in. Those boys are funny. Check them out Monday through Friday. And, of course, our boy GOG is on. I think he's on Saturdays, but, hey, just in case. Go to, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, go to the search page up in the search block and type in GOG, and it's spelled the way it's pronounced, GEOGEE. And look up GLG. You can check out our boys from the family as well.
And you can catch us at Frosty the Stoneman on Monday. You can catch us at 1 p.m. every day except for Wednesday. But fat ass can't remember, so hey, it is what it is.
Hey, man, you go to hell.
Elias is mad about the replay.
That gentleman, man, just mad all the damn time. Thank you, Miss Elias, thank you. All right, look, let's reset the table for you. All right, we're talking about should kids get trophies for coming in last place.
Damn.
And so, now, the brother who called in, which he didn't give us his name, you notice how cool he conveyed the name. He's like, yeah, no, I ain't telling you my name. You know, they
looking
for me in L.A.
Yeah, he rode right past that.
Hey, yeah, yeah, bro. yeah, I ain't telling you. What's your
name,
brother? Yeah.
He's stupid. He's just high.
Yeah. what's up, man? It's 4:30. That's what's up. All right, brother. I don't think I asked you the time, but okay. Yeah.
Well, but you have to think about it. It was 4:20 where he was calling from, which is smoke up time. So it was exactly just after 4:20. So.
Yeah, it must be
you
one of
hit him
Mobile
right
friends.
When he was taking a big one, man.
Yeah, he must have been doing one of Mobile B's friends.
I used to remove illegal substance.
Oh, my God. So, the thing is, what kills me is like, anyway. So,
Brown B's a really funny dude, man.
Brown Beans is a funny dude. What brought Brown Beans in the chat room?
Yeah, he said, after Kings in the Morning, you can listen to Uncle Tom Reese the Racist.
Yes.
Yeah,
jeez, what does that mean?
Well, you know, man. Reese
on the radio.
Reese in the Morning, whatever
that
it is.
Jacket.
Reese on the radio. Yeah. All right, so anyway, the caller, he brought up a damn good point. What about all these kids that graduate? I remember I got something from a friend of mine. Hey, my daughter's graduating. I'm like, wait a minute, I thought your daughter was 7 years old. I'm thinking to myself, graduating from what? She's graduating from kindergarten. Huh? What? Are you serious? Stop it. I mean, you shouldn't be getting stuff. I mean, come on. Graduation from kindergarten, please. We're not down like that.
You know, that's a big...
Hi there.
Oh, hell.
You send me swinging.
We swinging.
There was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Hollywood!
Hollywood swinging!
Hollywood swinging!
It's for sex.
You didn't leave?
Why am I gonna leave? I wore this dress with no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Oh, this is Maine's Queens in the house. Hey, girl.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Mama B.
Hey,
Ernest.
Hey.
Hey,
Elias.
I don't know who else.
Hey, Clappy.
How you doing?
I miss Terry. Got the clap. Got the clap.
Oh.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, that will never get old, Miss Terry.
What the hell was that? Okay, thank you, Miss Terry, for reminding everybody that I had the clap.
Yeah.
I had the clap. Thank you very much. Okay, already.
I'm Miss Terry.
I just touched my booty, touched my toes, touched my hips.
Get your hands up. Oh, damn, she just made a disco version of it. That's pretty good. That girl good. Yeah, good girl. Whatever.
She sounds like a mother.
Yeah, Grammy winner. That's a Grammy winner right there, y'all. All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, Ms. Terry. Now, we're talking about the question of the day. We're asking, should kids get trophies for being in last place?
Or just showing up?
Well, you're talking about kids, so you don't want to break their spirit.
She white.
She's a high yellow at least.
But I mean, you don't want to break kids' spirit, you know. So when you're talking about the little pots and stuff,
yes, you do.
You should be able. Everybody should be able to get one. If the little pots, you know, when you're really not playing, but you're playing, those should. Now, when you get older, you need to know that you lost and how it feels. You know, because you go lose in life. So, you know, but when you're little and you don't really know, you need to, you know, ease it on people that you know, life is going to be really messed up. You need to ease it on kids.
Huh?
You need to what?
You need to eat this. You know, you need to. You need to break the. You know, break it to kids easy that life is not going to be. You know, you're not going to win all your life. You know. But you got to break it easy to these kids nowadays. You can't just tell
them.
That's
why you don't give them a trophy.
No. I totally disagree. And the reason why I love you, but I'm going to tell you this. Anyway, the reason is I'm not really disagreeing with her because when it comes to little tots, like little kids, like I think she's a
Mama
virgin. They don't get trophies. They don't get trophies anyway in that grade. Everybody.
Mama
B. Just like you said earlier, that somebody in the chat room
Mama
said
B,
that they're. That somebody in the chat room said that their little one was having a kindergarten graduation. And that younger age, everybody graduates. Nobody left behind. Everybody is a certificate. Everybody's happy. Everybody has a certificate. Everybody's walking out there pointing it and going and happy. So what Ms. Terry is saying is that little ones, but they don't do that to little ones. They don't give trophies to little ones. They give trophies to people who can understand. Work hard, you get something. You don't work hard, you ain't getting nothing. They don't do that to little kids. They don't do that. I mean, not where I'm from. Nobody gets nothing. Everybody.
Not where Mama B is
from. Nobody gets nothing. Everybody gets nothing.
Where Mama B is from, you'll get a trophy.
Everybody gets nothing. But when you're old enough to understand that you got to work hard,
old enough
to
understand.
Even when, remember when the teacher used to give out pretzels to the good people? That's where it started.
The what?
If you were good, you get a little pretzel. You give out pretzels.
What did you say when you make toast for people?
No, I said pretzels. You give out pretzels to the good kids, and you don't give nothing to the bad kids.
What the hell are you talking about?
What did you give out pretzels?
Listen, you never got a pretzel. Y'all never got a pretzel.
Hey, you know. People get your act together.
Pretzels.
I'm saying it's crap.
What the hell?
I got a pretzel. I don't know what y'all are talking about. Apparently, y'all didn't get
beans. I'm a pretzel.
They got pretzels. Okay, show of hands. Show of hands. Who got pretzels for doing nice things when they're. What the hell are you talking? Oh, my Lord, Mama B.
Don't think you'll find yourself, Smokey.
Am I the only person on the show with pretzels for being in class?
Yes, you are. That's why you got high blood pressure. They were making you eat salt from a young age.
No.
It's dependent on the teacher. It's dependent on the teacher what they want to give. Some teachers give stickers. Some teachers give, like, little candy. It depended on the teacher. Yeah.
Pretzels.
I get pretzels,
okay, I've heard it all. She got pretzels.
I did.
Who gives their kids pretzels?
Let me tell you something.
How about
narrators?
How about we get some narrators or something? Can we get some narrators?
Narrators are worse than pretzels. What
are you talking
about?
How about we give 10 minutes with a good book?
Oh, well, we never got no books.
We'll do that. Hell no. What's wrong with you?
You get it thrown back at you.
No, I'm saying let's turn the negative into a positive, you know, make it be proactive in something.
Mom, I can see why that guy grabbed your titties. You got some big titties.
What the hell are you talking about? Man, shut your ass up. What's wrong with you, Miss Elliott? I mean, this guy, we're talking about our kids. Mama B, you got some big papas. What the hell is wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? Where did that come from? I mean, why would you just say that?
You could have said that an hour and a half ago, Ms. Elliott. Why would you choose to say that now in the middle of pretzels?
Well, you heard him grunting a few minutes ago. Maybe he's just finishing up. Jesus Christ.
No, I think. Grunt these in your mouth, Jay. I'm on Facebook.
Hey, man, talk to Ernest. Ernest may be interested. I ain't.
No, I think Mr. Elias is partaking into 420. I think that's all it is.
That's what I was getting ready to say. He is 420. He might be, you know.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
You
know.
I think Rich's sister and I are the only two sober people on the show.
Hey. My goodness.
That's what you're saying.
Pretzels. What kind of mess? I never heard no mess like that. Pretzels. I got some pretzels.
No.
I was nice.
No.
They gave me some pretzels.
No, listen. No,
there's some celery sticks.
Did you hear what Richard just said? You missed that.
What'd you say?
I didn't say nothing. What are you talking about?
too much.
Oh, sorry, Richard. Somebody said
I don't know who's saying what at this point.
She lied. Okay. But she said that. She lied.
Sorry, my bad.
She lied straight up when she just said that. All right,
no,
folks.
I'm not lying. I just saw it.
Oh, all right, look, it's coming up to the top of the hour. We're going to take a break. We're going to step out. We'll be back to finish up. It's the J-Rod Show on a beautiful... Huh? Okay, that was awkward.
WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab.
Okay.
Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Five, four, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
It is Saturday.
Can you make my hair look like this?
Hey, what you want to make your hair look like that for? Well, I like the way you wear your hair. Wear it natural. That's good, man. You know, I wish more of the young children today would wear their hair natural like Dr. Martin Luther King did. That's right. You ain't never seen Dr. Martin Luther King with no Mr. Jerry Curl on his head. Ain't that right?
Amen.
That scared come walk around like that. You know, sweet, I met Dr. Martin Luther King once.
You lying. You ain't never met Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I met Dr. Martin Luther King in 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. I walk down the street, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up, and Dr. Martin Luther King, I said, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is Saturday.
Oh, it is Saturday. That's right. I'm hanging out with some of the best in the business. Let me start off with my boy, Mr. L.E.S. What's up, that big partner?
Man, what's crackin' lagging, baby? What's crackin' lagging?
Mama BZ in the heezy.
And you know it, baby pop.
Oh, hell. And baby pop to you too, girl. Big E's in the house. Big E's in the house. What's up, Big E?
Shouldn't I?
Man, I was singing during that break. I was singing.
Ooh,
I love. I, look, I can't sing, I know. But I love that album. Yeah, I know. Yeah, listen, I mute myself on that one. But that's
Jesus
one of the background
Christ.
Songs that we play on ERN when we're talking that a loop of the instrumental of that we play a lot. I love that album. That is a great Maxwell album, man. Y'all don't know who Maxwell is? Find out.
Wow, change your drawers after he just did all that. He just, change the underwear. All right, so Miss Terry is in the house.
Hey.
What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey.
And Jesus will say your life, hallelujah, rich sister girl.
How's everybody doing?
Everyone's doing fine. The QOD, the question of the day, should kids get trophies for being in last place? And so far, the person who I thought would say hell no said hell yes. I'm shocked. But I see what you're saying, Miss Terry. You're saying that, listen, it ain't that serious, you know, if they try hard. Because here we go. Think about it. Let's put this twist on it. If you work hard in life, you just keep doing your thing, eventually you will be rewarded. Why can't we send them that message?
Because that's not what's happening in life. Let's
that's
be
not,
honest.
That's not
what's
the
happening
message,
in life.
You just keep giving
you know,
them something.
Well, right. And, you know, you can work your hardest in life, and if you still suck at what you do, you're not going to get rewarded.
why you say it like that? If you still suck at what you do.
Real talk. In the real world.
Well, listen,
that's
and
it.
That's
it.
Wait. Wait,
if you're slugging, what
Mr.
you
Elias
do.
Has a good point there. You can keep doing something, but it may not be what you're gifted to do. You may like it, but that doesn't mean it's your gift and that's what you should be doing in life. That's not your purpose. So, you know, the constant failure at something can be a lesson in itself. It's not always to try harder. It's to try something different. Because, listen, I can't sing. I write music. I play music. I can play the hell out of a keyboard and a piano, and I've written tons of songs. I mean, I could, you know, I can't sing, though. I can try to make a demo,
but I can't sing.
So I know to not do that. That's why I write books.
Wow.
That's why I paint. Why, that's why I blog. That's
you do
those
it,
the
then?
Things I make money at. You know, I can't sing, and I know that. So I don't try.
You just did.
So there's a life lesson in that, too. You know, if you're not winning at softball and you're on the bench all the time, then you need to get little Ashley, Brittany, Megan over there doing something else besides playing softball because the bitch ain't going to make it.
If her name is Ashley, Megan, Brittany, she going to get a trophy because her mama white. That's why.
Yeah, she white.
She going to get a trophy. Your name is LaQuisha. You got to flip a coin. You may get some chickens
off
a pretzel.
Yeah, you ain't getting nothing, but if your name
is depending on
Ashley,
where you
Brittany,
live.
Nicole, Stephanie, Summertime, Gary. Yes. Then you're going to get a trophy.
Definitely another point.
Yes,
definitely
sure.
Definitely another point. Make sure it's your dream, not somebody else's. Because you got a lot of parents that live vicariously through their kids. You know, they trying to pump their kids to be the smart start because they couldn't cut it.
Well, you got
see that in pageants a lot, too.
They didn't have the opportunity.
The parents didn't have the opportunity to do it. Just like my daughter, I was putting my daughter to be in ballet class and a perfect dancer because I never was afforded that opportunity. So I wanted her to do it. But she didn't like it. She straight up told me, I don't want to do this. You got to do it. And so she was up and acting stupid and acting a fool. And finally I realized, well, I didn't realize it. Her father said, she don't want to do this. She don't want to wear them tight ass tights. She don't want to spin. She don't want to do that. And I had to realize that she don't.
Does she
want to
move
it.
Illegal substances?
Why?
I mean, like,
why?
Is she bringing illegal jelly beans to school or something like that and selling them on the side?
Ooh. No. And let me tell you something. Since he brought out what she wanted to do, I'm going to tell you what she wants to do. My daughter is in the sixth grade, and she has decided she formed her own club. It's called Sixth Graders Against Bullying. She has decided to form her own club, and she got an approval of the principal and everything. She is doing her own club about being against bullying.
Very good.
Yes.
That's good because I thought you... Because I thought you was talking about she was going to, like, do a club, like, in, like, a disco club. I'm like, boy, she's taking it after her mama.
No. She wants to be against bullying. And I was really, I don't know about this, when she first brought it up to me, because she was the only one speaking up in the whole crew that she formed. Everybody else was being bullied. So I'm like, how are you going to form a club with a bunch of people that's, like, pussies, right? So, why? How you gonna do that?
You're getting a little too loose with that word, okay? Thank you. I mean, Ernie, you know what y'all like. Yes. I know, that's what I'm saying. Ernie said it.
Thank you. Ernie said it. So, yeah.
Look, even on regular radio, you can say that word as long as you're not referring to a woman's private area. You can call someone a pussy and get away with that on regular radio. It's allowed.
Yes.
You just cannot refer to a woman's area. Her.
Hey, you know what? My daughter said that same word too. She said that she called a boy in her class the P word, and I was.
Did you smack her? Did you smack her?
I was getting ready.
I'm proud of you, baby.
I said to her, do you know what that word even means? She said, yeah, it means a punk. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh.
Come get mama. I'm so proud of you.
I said it's not a nice word. But yeah, she started her own club against bullying. Now
that is
like,
wonderful.
Yeah, but that's good because that is so important. And now with the social media around, it's gotten really.
It is good, but let me tell you this. I'm gonna say this real quick because I know we're running out of time. When me and my daughter discuss bullying, we are on two different levels. Because to me, personally speaking, I always thought a bully was somebody who just like made you do stuff that you don't want to do because you're scared of them. Do this, carry my books, pick that up, do this, get over there. Just like somebody who bossed you around. My daughter says, no, that's not what bullying is. Bullying is if anybody tease you, anybody call you names, anybody make you feel bad or sad, that they're bullying you. I'm like, no, they're teasing you. It's called teasing. She's like, no, they're bullying. They think they're bigger than you, and they want to tell you, and they want to make you feel low, so they bully you. But that's not what I was raised on. I was raised a bully is somebody who makes other people do something that they don't want to do. Just make you do stuff you really don't want to do. But Mia tells me,
It's changed over the years. It's elevated to something else now.
In today's age, even when you call somebody a name, no matter what it is, fat, ugly, black, whatever you call them, that's a form of bullying. I never knew that growing up. That's not what we knew. But she says it's changed, so now it's all about teasing people. You can't tease nobody. I said, damn, you can't tease them. You can't call nobody names. He's like, nope, you can't do it. Nope, it's bullying, and I'm up for it. You can't do it. You won't do it in my presence. My daughter, let me tell you something. She stands for everybody. I tell her, you're going to get in trouble because you talk too much, and you stand up for people who
Yeah, I wonder where she gets that from.
She's like, nope.
She said, here is that. She got that straight up.
I give her props. No, I give her props because I do that now at my age now. But when I was her age, I didn't do that. I didn't stand up for people. I just sat there. I felt sorry for them afterwards, and I would tell them to pick up their books that somebody slapped on their hands. But I wouldn't stand up for them.
Okay.
But now I appreciate her, and I love her.
Mama, pull up, girl. Pull up. Pull up, girl.
He's my golden child. I love her.
God bless you. Thank you. All right. All right, so let's say hello to some people. Let's say hello to some people again. Let's talk to Melissa W. How you doing?
Say hello to people. Say hi.
Spark Girl. We do say hello to people because they're listening to us. How you doing?
Sweet.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to hurry up so you can finish blabbing for the rest of the show. Jesus. Edna C. Edna C. Look, Edna C. is asking, Jay, I'm surprised you didn't say anything about DL.
Yeah,
I know DL Hughley.
Fantastic. He should have been. And
yeah, well, you're damn right. He should have been gone a long time ago. Thank you, black people, for not voting for his ass.
He sucked. He did, but
Edna, he sucked, baby. If you was voting for him, I'm glad you said he did. That Joker looked crazy. You know what? Black people supposed to be able to dance. That Joker looked crazy as hell, man. I said, what is he doing?
Oh, black people, mankind.
Can I make a note here?
Yes, Ernest.
I think Mr. Elias is kind of quiet. I know what he's doing right now.
Yes.
What is he doing, Ernest?
Mr. Elias is back on Facebook. Remember when he said they added the new timeline, he was going to leave, and I just got it on my tablet dinged, and I was like, what is that? And I look, it says, Mr. Elias, friends with Jay Ryle, added you as a friend.
Oh, shit. Somebody tried to
see you. I didn't add that Negro as no damn friend.
So
I'm on my
back
Facebook.
In the house, y'all.
Busted, disgusted, could never be trusted. I got to clap.
Wow, that's
the
video.
What the hell is that?
Did you just figure that out? When I said Momo B has some big titties, I was watching on Facebook. You just pick that out.
Oh, and why are you okay? What's up with that again? What are you doing?
It don't take Facebook to figure that out, Mr. Elias. Come on now. It don't take Facebook to figure out Momo B's got some big titties.
I just saw Momo B's titties on Facebook. I'm like, wow.
Mr. Elias, I friended you on Facebook like years ago. You never looked at my pictures on Facebook? That's what you're saying?
No, I never did. I never did.
He's a little horny now, so he tried to find love.
Maybe that's what he was, yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching a basketball game, to be honest.
I bet you were watching some balls.
No, I don't watch balls.
I got my own balls to watch.
You need to watch it because they talk about titty balls. Well, Ernest is gone. Bye, Ernest.
Yeah.
Ernest.
Bye,
yeah.
Ernest.
Bye, Ernest.
Ernest.
Bye, Ernest. Nice to meet you. Can you tell me your name? Don't you know that? Do you want to play my game?
What kind of stuff Anyway, so thank you, Miss Elias, for reminding us that Momo B has some big bosoms.
Momo B has some big titties.
Can you tell Miss Elias? Can you like do that like privately, Miss Elias? I mean, really?
I could, but what would be the fun in that?
So while we're talking about kids' prizes, yes, little Johnny won this. Momo B, you got some big titties.
Okay, Momo B got some big titties. I just said it, man.
I bet you, boy, listen. I'm telling y'all now, boy.
Because the more you tease him about, the more he's gonna say it.
But you know what, Momo B, let me just tell you what's going on. Boy, them nuts are starting to swell up. That Joker there is looking for love in all the wrong places. All right, folks, what's so damn funny is coming up? Plus my bumpy song. We'll be back.
You know who's got bigger titties than Momo B, though?
Who's that?
You.
Jay Ryle.
You.
I don't know what the term is for extreme animal lover. Like I get sick when I see animals suffering, and I know that's contrary to popular belief somehow. Somehow it's spread out that black people we hate animals. Like we can't stand dogs and cats, and I don't get it. That's the news doing that, because they only show dudes that hate dogs. Like when the Vic stuff was happening, what do you think of Michael Vick and the dog? They just show every dude they show is like, dogs. I'll drown a dog in a bucket right now. Give me a dog. Where's the dog at? I'll kill it. I hate dogs. And then they'll show a white woman like tongue kissing a dog in the mouth. Just to prove white people love dogs.
And then they go back to him, and he's mad. Like, look at this dirty white bitch tongue-kissing. Devil bitch tongue-kissing her. A jackal in the mouth. Devil licking jackal. And this is like, sad. It's like, it's some weird war. They always want black people and white people to be at war, man, for some reason. How can you hate us? I don't, people who hate animals, like, I don't, I'm not going to go, I hate you, but it'll be hard. It takes away a piece of how close we might be. If you go, I hate animals. Like, somebody look at a baby seal and go, oh, I can't wait to hit this motherfucker in the face. Hate baby seals, all cute. What the you looking at, baby seal? Like, you ever see them sad animal commercials that come on like during like 4 in the morning during Three's Company reruns? And it catch you out of nowhere. You be watching Three's Company and then, ooh, like, and that's like it'll be a kitten and they slow motion the kitten up and the kitten, ooh, and it's a kitten got a pencil in his hand. Like somebody stuck a pencil in his face. There's a pencil sticking out of his head. And they put fun facts, 15,000 kittens are stabbed in the head with pencils each year. You be like, who is stabbing kittens in the face with pencils? Why?
If you pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It's time for Jay's.
Kiss my entire ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
you know what time it is.
Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
The things we do for love. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back.
Love it.
Love it, too. Yes.
That's an old song from 10cc. I love that song.
God. But still, yes.
He's crazy.
Yes.
He's crazy, J-Row.
Are you done looking at Momo B's titties? Can you ask me, answer the question about
what
you think about the puppy song? What'd you say?
I like it.
Never mind.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on, boys.
Oh,
that was the clap. That was professional ass. All right, folks, listen. It's been a pleasure to serve you all this evening.
Shut up.
All right, so now, and on that note, it is time for our final vote. Yeah. Ladies are first.
Can I go first? Because I got a lot to say.
Sure.
Well, thank you. What I want to say is, during my experience that I experienced over yesterday, I realized a lot of things. And what I realized is that the energy that you give off is the energy you will receive back. And I say that because I usually go to work, even if I'm not feeling good, I'm feeling down, I'm feeling low. As soon as somebody says, "Hey, Mo, how you doing today?" I'm fantastic. I'm fabulous. I'm fantabulous. I'm great. I'm awesome. These are the words I use because once upon a time, I read books that you got to give off good energy and you receive that back. So this is the energy I give off. But today, "Hey, Ma, how you doing?" You don't want people come at you like, "Hey, how you doing?" You're supposed to say, "Hey." But I'm like, "I'm okay. I'm all right." Because that's how I felt inside. And I know I'm supposed to give off the vibrant energy because I already learned that. But I didn't because I'm thinking in my mind, that's fake. I would be fake if I said, "I'm great." I'm not great. My car's messed up. I don't know if I'm getting it back. So it's not great. I'm not great. However, what I realized, and this was the beginning of the day. Now, as I traveled during the day, I realized this. When I say I'm okay, I'm all right, this guy came up to me, a guy now, not a girl, a guy said, "Come on, Ma, we got to cheer you up because you're feeling down and I don't like it." I'm like, "What do you like about it?" He said, "Because when you're down, I'm down." I'm like, "You don't have to be down. You can be happy." He said, "I can't be happy. You energize me." So they look to me for energy. I'm fabulous. I'm great. I'm good. They look that from me. They want that. So it can energize them during their day. We all gotta spend the same 8-hour day together. So they're looking for anything to energize them, and I'm usually that factor. Today I wasn't, and they didn't feel good about it either. And this is my thing. What I learned is that
we'll be right out of time.
No, listen. I learned that. If I don't energize you, then guess what? You won't energize me.
All right.
So now I've been going through the whole day all down because nobody was energizing me because I didn't energize them first. So I said all that to say,
yeah.
It's not about faking. Because I always thought I'm going to be a fake. If I'm going to say, "Oh,
you're running out of time."
So it's not about that I'm faking. It's about how I feel today.
Cool.
Okay. Because
my happiness that I survived yesterday. Won't be.
I can see tomorrow.
Thank you.
And that's it. I'm just happy. And Jesus, right. won't be.
Thank you.
Just distract. Right. Take more time.
Okay.
You've
been talking for 2.5 minutes. Thank you. All right, Mo B, thank you. We got to go. We only got 2 minutes left. Thank you, Mo B. Look, now she's mad. All right, Miss Terry, final thoughts, please. Hurry. Oh, we're running out of time.
Everybody have a wonderful full rest of your weekend. Sending prayers out to Boston and West Texas. That's it.
Yeah. Thank you. Miss Terry. Final thoughts. I mean, oops, Rich Sister, I'm sorry. I got Miss Terry in the brain. Rich Sister, mm-hmm. Final thoughts.
Come on, gotta
I do.
I know
you
want
you.
Me. I know.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get you. Yes, Rich Sister.
Take care and God bless. I'm done.
Thank you. All right, Big E, final thoughts.
Woo, I'm telling you, this weekend has been weird, and to sum up what Momo B said, yes, because I was a little down when I came to the show. It was 1 year ago tomorrow that my mother died. Can you believe it's been a year since all that happened? And I had a really good friend. She was 67 years old. I've known her for 20 years. She died Wednesday suddenly. It's been a hell of a week with everything else. But you know what? I'm still here. I'm still happy to be here, and I'm here for a reason. And I'm going to leave you with this quote. It says, I will love myself despite the ease with which I lean to the opposite. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will see you next time.
All righty. Mr. LES, man, minute 35 left. Brother, final thoughts.
Man, you know something, man? Do as you please as you do, man. I like titties. Titties are also good, and booty is also good, too. So, you got titties and a big booty. I'm telling you, hello, how you like me, man? And I'm doing my thing. So, hey, God bless you. Let me see titties.
That dude has a serious problem.
You
keep it real.
What is him?
Yes.
Right,
hey, shout out to Public Enemy, the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Shout out Public Enemy.
Shout out. Big ups. All right, look, everybody in Boston, we hope that we brought a smile to your face. If you're listening from Boston, if you're listening from other places, if you're having a tough time, tune on in. We try our best to put a smile on your damn face. Grin from ear to ear. Because let me tell you something, smiles are for free. Don't cost you a damn thing. What's that thing? Can we shut it down?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, shut it down.
Come on, they're traveling.
All right, thank you, Miss Elias. All right, so for Miss Elias, for Ernest, for Rich Sister, for Miss Terry, Momo BD in the Easy.
Yes, the Easy. In the big kitty bitches.
Putting a smile on your face and a tweak on your titties. See y'all.
I know, y'all. Y'all great. Bye.
Still waiting on that hand job, Momo.
It's coming.
Oh, I'm going to be coming, too. Bye.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.